picture of, and it had a picture of Wally Byam's travel trailer here and abroad on it. And look up into the window, and there's this big sign, "Welcome Wally Byam fans." So, of course, we had to go into the store. So we go in, and on the counter, there's a huge picture of the rally from 50 years ago in the Wisconsin Dells. And I meet the owner, Jeff, and talk to him, and I said, "What's up with the sign?" He goes, "Oh, that's because my neighbors all run these delivery vans, and they come up and park outside and take up and block my store entrance. And, you know, we're all about trying to sell stuff, so when the store is blocked, it's hard for people to see it. And that's kind of a joke that, just to bug my neighbors." And I said, "Well, I'm leaving tomorrow for Northern Michigan, you know, I didn't really get to parade downtown, so I'm thinking about coming down and driving around the Capitol anyway." He goes, "If you drive up this street, I'll pay any fine you get." but I would love to have your Airstream parked outside the my store. So I said, "I'll tell you what, you be here at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be here." So we went back to the rally, and I told all the guys about it, Obi, you know Obi the Clown, Colin?
Yeah, I followed his blog.
Yeah, well, Obi, I told Obi about it, and he goes, "I'll be there, Rob, to snap photos of you." And he goes, "What time do you get there?" I said, 3 o'clock. So I got set to go at 2:30. I went over and dumped the rest of the tank on about 2:40. And we're hooked up, rolling out of there about 2:45. And it's like 2 miles downtown, so I drove downtown and actually sat on the side street waiting for 3 o'clock because I was a little early. And so I followed my directions and boom, boom, right down on the State Street, up 2 blocks, and parked right in front of this Wisconsin House of Cheese store, and which Jeff is the proud owner. I put the four ways on, got out, went in, found Jeff. He comes out. He was ecstatic. Took all these pictures, and also Obi was right there, so he was taking all kinds of pictures. He posted them up on his blog, and Jeff actually took a lot of pictures and gave me a big, you know, $8 bag of cheese curds for doing it.
There you go.
Not one cop actually came and gave me any grief or hassle. And if you look at the Wisconsin House of Cheese website, he's got a nice "Welcome Wally Byam Caravanners" on his front page and a picture of me standing there next to the Sovereign. So that was a lot of fun, you know. And he was actually doing it so he could block the view of his neighbors. So it's kind of funny, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, I will say the freshest cheese curds I've ever had, they were squeaky fresh.
Well, I must say, out of all my years hosting the VAP, I never achieved getting cheese curds. So you're one up on me.
I am. I've gotten a couple dinners from Jeff out in San Diego, and then also I got cheese curds now. So there.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I did
have people come up to him and say, "Would you laugh for me?"
You charging the customary $5?
I said, "I cannot do it on demand." So, but I got a lot of thumbs up. I think Frank got more thumbs up than I did while he's telling. I will say, having 50 years later, having Pee Wee out about an hour or 2 hours ahead of me on the caravan scouting for me, it was awesome. You know, having it. You know, but we have cell phone technology now, so I was getting, you know, hourly updates of, you know, there's construction here, and this goes to single lane here, and this turn on the directions that we gave you guys is bad. Are you actually going to turn before that? And, you know, so from a caravan perspective or convoy, I guess we were doing convoying because we basically went from point to point in a group. But it's just in a caravan, you say, "Hey, we're here. You need to get to here. You're on your own." So on our convoy, you know, we never got lost. And the only incident we had on our convoy going out was we're cruising along Interstate 80 from Elkhart to Jefferson. We decided to make some time because it was about 380 miles or so to take toll roads. I had to compromise and say, "Okay, let's take some tolls." So we're cruising on Interstate 80, and Mark and Becky actually blew a tire on their Caravelle.